Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
We knew it was coming. I predicted it days ago. The Democrats are now calling for Tucker Carlson to be charged with the Espionage Act or treason. Listen to what some of these scumbags are saying.
Tucker Carlson is interviewing Vladimir Putin today, and many people believe it's going to go horribly wrong for Tucker. My first question was, is it even legal for a U.S. reporter to go over to a country that we're basically at war with and interview the president of that country? The answer is yes, but I forecast some big problems ahead for Tucker Carlson. The Espionage Act is a U.S. law that basically prohibits us from spying or leaking classified documents to foreign countries. But the words of the law are super broad and could be construed to prohibit any sharing of information with another country with intent to harm the U.S. Is it possible that Tucker shared his questions with Putin's people before the interview? Is it possible that Putin's people provided Tucker with evidence supporting their war with Ukraine? This is definitely information covered by the Espionage Act.
The interview is going to be way bigger than the Super Bowl. They're estimating 500 million, a billion people are going to watch it. This is as big as it gets, ladies and gentlemen. You can argue that the moon landings never really happened, but they're saying this will be as big as the first moon landing. Potentially billions are going to watch it because billions of people don't want to be in a nuclear war and they want to hear what Vladimir Putin has to say. Of course, I'm talking about the big Tucker Carlson interview with Vladimir Putin, over 2 hours long, he told me, drops at 5 p.m. Central today, 6 p.m. Eastern. We'll be covering it live on air during Owen Schroyer's War Room and, of course, on my own broadcast as well. Follow us at Real Alex Jones on X and at InfoWars.com/show. But here's an update on how crazy they've gone. First, 3 days ago, members of the European Union government, the unelected board that controls the ceremonial parliament, as well as members of the parliament, came out and said, we want him banned from Europe. We want sanctions on Tucker Carlson. Then they started talking about, oh, criminal charges. Maybe we can charge him with something. Now the Democrats have come out, and it's all over the news saying, let's charge him with the Espionage Act. Is he guilty? Well, yes, which, of course, he's not, ladies and gentlemen. This is how panicked and insane they are. Hillary Clinton says that he's a useful idiot. Hillary Clinton says, yeah, we should look at not letting him back into the United States. They're trying to murder journalism, and they're trying to kill your right to hear and see other ideas. They lied to us about the Ukraine war. The Ukrainians have lost. NATO started the war 9 years ago. Russia warned if they didn't back down, they would invade. And they did, ladies and gentlemen. And now NATO says nuclear war is imminent and is preparing to have a draft in places like Germany and the UK. The last desperate holdout or fortress of tyranny is war, and all their different globalist operations and their COVID lockdowns has failed to get people to submit to the rollout of this new globalist system with the cashless society, the central bank digital currencies, the ESGs. And so they're openly saying in NATO that decades of ongoing war with Russia, say in the last decades, will help bring in their new world order. Whether you agree with Putin, whether you agree with Xi Jinping, whether you agree with the puppet Biden, anybody should have a right to be able to interview them if they do the interview. And we have a right as adults to hear what they're actually saying. This is the same left that sends convicted pedophiles in to elementary schools to have children sit on their laps with drag queen pedophile time. So the children can have that done to them, but we as adults can't hear from Vladimir Putin. So I'll be covering this all today on my regular show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., then Owen at 3 p.m. Central today. We'll be live when the interview drops. We'll be airing it. Tucker wants everybody to share it. He wants to get out because they're going to try to block it. You can find the full interview at Tucker Carlson's website that we'll put on screen. You can also find it on his X account. But again, we'll also be linking to it and streaming it. And after it's over, we'll have commentary as well. And then on the Friday show tomorrow, we'll be opening the phones up to discuss it. This is history-making, and it could stop World War III. Please share this important report.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, Anthony Rubin and James O'Keefe of Infiltrated Illegal Alien Centers will cover it all.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
We're now in hour number three of this live Thursday, February 8th, 2024 transmission. I'll be here for another 2 hours. Then Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m., takes over in 2 hours. No. Yeah. 2 hours into Owen's show, 5 p.m. Central, the last hour. The Tucker interview drops. We're going to stream it. We're going to post it. We'll be on after it. Commentary on it. The big Putin interview. That is all coming up and all the things that it entails. But, you know, we've talked about the great work of James O'Keefe. Now they tried to shut him down. But he just came back better from Project Veritas when he got hijacked with O'Keefe Media Group. And then you've got Steven Crowder doing the same type of infiltrations with his investigative unit, knocking it out of the park. And then you've got people like Anthony Rubin, in just the last few years, just exploding on the scene from Central South America, Southern North America, Northern North America, just everywhere exposing the tyranny, knocking out of the park every week, and more people are being inspired. We're not in competition. We are with each other. We're in competition to stop the globalists. So we're going to talk about his new investigative report in New York, getting into the Illegal Alien Center. And we also have O'Keefe Media Group, Infiltrate Secret, Converted Illegal Immigrant Compound in Tucson, Arizona. And then in California, our own Drew Hernandez went into the United States 6+ miles, like 7 miles, and discovered the UN-funded camp inside of the United States and all the illegal aliens. And he was given that information by the Border Patrol in Texas and said, you really ought to go to California. That's where this is happening. Kind of like the Beverly Hillbillies. California is the place you ought to be. So he loaded up the family and moved to Beverly Hills, that is, movie stars, swimming pools, or however they say it. So it's just exciting now to see the people engaged. InfoWars and James O'Keefe and Anthony Rubin and all the other wonderful folks. And people pick other subjects Alex Rosen, exposing the pedophiles. And just, it's amazing to meet all these great men. And there's a lot of women fighting too, but it's mainly men. The men are supposed to do that. And just to be involved in this. And some are old, and some are young, and some are black, and some are white, and some are, you know, Christian, and some are Jewish, and some are Catholic. The point is that we're people that hate tyranny, and we're coming together. So it's a long report. It's up on InfoWars.com. I reposted it on X. Muckraker has obtained never-before-seen footage from inside three of New York's secret illegal alien compounds. And what they found, the abuse, the criminal activity, the exploitation, is also across the country 2,000 miles away. What the O'Keefe Media Group found in Tucson and what we found 500 miles away from there in Southern California. So let's air the first couple minutes of this Muckraker report. It's 26-plus minutes long. It's on InfoWars.com. Here it is.
You know, we're going to search them.
You cannot search them.
No.
Do they ever bring in weapons, like knives or stuff?
Yeah, they would bring. I've seen two knives here.
Really?
Yeah. Someone got stabbed at one of the gates last week.
Like one of the migrants got stabbed?
Since Joe Biden was put in office, hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens have taken refuge in New York City, the largest sanctuary city in the United States. To handle this, numerous illegal alien compounds have been established on what was once prime New York real estate. Muckraker conducted the first ever investigation of three of these compounds at Randall's Island, the Row Hotel, and Floyd Bennett Field. Over the course of our investigation, we discovered open drug dealing, stories of violence and weapons inside these facilities, shocking internal reports, and much more. We also interviewed a whistleblower who formerly worked inside these facilities. This is a first ever look inside New York's illegal alien compounds. Row NYC is the fifth largest hotel in New York City and is located just one block from Times Square. It has now been turned into a shelter for roughly 5,000 illegal aliens.
All right, let's stop right there. We'll get to more B-roll of this, other key points with Anthony Rubin. We're going to him in just a moment. But I wanted to play a few minutes of James O'Keefe's report. Again, in Tucson, we already had Drew Hernandez on yesterday. But he's got more reports now. He's hosting with me the fourth hour today. My point is we are fighting hard, and it is amazing what we're exposing. The system cannot stand this coming out. So they fly them in at 3 a.m. in the morning. So they have secret areas of the airport now doing this. But we now have the airport staff, the Border Patrol blowing the whistle. This thing is coming down. Here's a short clip of the new James O'Keefe report.
I don't know why they're asking me.
I'm a citizen.
Standing in front of the Ramada and Tucson Airport, a police officer told us to mind our own business.
What is this, a migrant place? What is it?
None of your business. Get going.
We see migrants, illegal immigrants, standing near the rooms and told us not to go in.
What is this business over here?
It doesn't matter. You gotta go because the Pima County is coming with the sheriff.
Hey.
Going in anyway.
They're supposed to have a sponsor. That they lied to be here in the first place. That's what will get them in trouble.
We wanted to talk to someone about resources.
We put a hidden camera on a Mexican illegal immigrant whistleblower. Caesar also saw a sign for Las Palmas.
Quieren cobrar dinero por nosotros al gobierno.
Many subcontractors, many money grabs that get paid no matter what.
Alright, he goes on and on. It's totally insane. Drew Hernandez clip, so I'm not going to play again because we already covered him yesterday. He's got more coming out today. Wow, Anthony Rubin, you are continuing to kick ass. Very, very excited about what you're doing, exposing this evil. Next, we want to go with the whistleblowers to the Walmarts in South Texas that are little kids. So that's really the holy grail that's got to be exposed. We know where they are. We've just got to get into them. I know you're probably working on that. I'll leave it at that. But you are a journalist who reports on legal immigration, human smuggling, and issues affecting the border. Muckraker.com on X, Real Muckraker on YouTube, Real Muckraker. Again, great job. Thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it, Alex. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it seems like 100 years ago you were on just a month ago, but it also seems like 10 seconds ago. It's paradoxical. Where do you want to start? Because the video is amazing, but just how you learned about this, what you went up and found.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, let me just get right into it. So I've known about these for a little while now. I mean, you know what's crazy is that they're massive, but they're also right under the nose of New Yorkers. And a lot of people, I don't think, even have a clue what's going on. You know, if you're not politically astute, if you're not really aware of your surroundings, which a lot of people aren't, I mean, these things are just out in the open, and you'll talk to people, and they just won't have a clue what's really going on. They're like, oh, yeah, I think that there might be some migrants over there, and then really, it's a hotel with 5,000 of them at Row NYC or at Floyd Bennett Field. There's thousands of them. It's like a FEMA camp or at Randall's Island. Those are the three that we obtained footage at. And a lot of people just are not aware of what's going on. That's the first thing. The second thing is you go in there, into these places, and, you know, you realize real quick, it's not Jack and Jill coming across the border. I mean, these are serious dudes. You're hearing stories of multiple stories of people showing up with knives, of stabbings, of people showing up in the hotel with a handgun. I mean, these are the types of things that are going on. So that also begs the question, you know, who the hell is coming across our border? And also, why the hell are we giving military-aged men from China, Russia, and all sorts of countries in Africa all this welfare while we have starving American citizens on the streets a block away? It makes no sense.
And then just the hellish, and again, the globalists are really good. Some are kind of the military-aged men. Some are women with children. Some are just the children. They divide them up and send them to different places.
Yeah, absolutely. So at the Row NYC, which, you know, it's insane. It used to be, I guess it still is, but it's not being used for this anymore, the fifth largest hotel in New York City, if you can imagine that. I mean, this is prime real estate, one block from Times Square. That one is primarily family units. Then you go to Randall's Island. That's like the African camp. There's some South Americans in there as well, but it's mostly Africa. You're talking Senegal. You're talking Guinea. You're talking Morocco. All sorts of other countries in there as well. I mean, men that don't speak a word of English that are in there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product project I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Eventually, after enough get off from enough flights, and they'll get picked up by a bus and taken to one of these shelters. That's the first thing you see. The second thing you see, if you wait there long enough and you wait for the flights that are coming from Texas, is you will see these escorts that are coming through the airport with, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 kids. They all look the same. They're all wearing the same shoes, the same backpacks, wearing masks, not allowed to talk, you know, walking through the airport, and they're hurrying through. And I caught this all on video. They would either hand off the kids right there at the airport. And I caught one. It was an incredibly sketchy handoff. They handed off the kids to the, and they load the kids into this sketchy van. The man that's loading them up is hiding his face. He looks like he doesn't speak a word of English. Might be legally here himself, probably the case. But then other times you get black vans that pick them up and they just take off. And I actually followed a couple of these vans, and they're dropping these kids off at these sketchy foster homes all across the state of New York. And, I mean, that's what's going on. And at other times, they'll pick up these kids, load them to a black van, and just drop them off at private homes.
By the way, let me tell you a story. I got out of high school when I was 18. So I was in high school 5 years because I was got in some trouble in high school. But I graduated with good grades. And I talked to people. I said, what's the highest paying job there is? And they said, it's an assistant working for a carpet cleaner place. You can make $20 an hour as an assistant. And there's an assistant and an operator. The operator is like $35 an hour. This is like 30-something years ago. That's how old I am. I guess 32 years ago. And I was tough. I had jobs at ranches before, golf courses, and, you know, I wasn't a wimp. I worked there about 2 months because you'd go to one house, and it was no one had been there in a month, and it was like dog manure and cat stuff and fleas. When they haven't had blood in about 3 weeks, you'd walk in, and 50 fleas would jump on you, okay? And you're like cleaning as fast as you can. You want to throw up. It stinks so bad. Nobody knows. You go to a rich person's house. You love it because it's nice furniture and you move the piano and, you know, do it. It's hard work, but you're getting 20-something bucks an hour, which is like 50 today. But the reason I quit the job, and I didn't even understand it then, is that because we probably did 3 houses, 4 houses a day on a good day. They also wanted you to work like 14 hours. Is I would go to foster homes. And you'd go in, there'd be locks on the refrigerators, dirty mattresses, little kids, some fat-looking pedophile dude. And just, I'm telling you, folks, not all foster parents are bad, but I'm telling you, it is the seedy underbelly. And so many liberals and Democrats, this is their business, is warehousing children. So you talk about sketchy foster homes. Tell us about that.
For sure. So one of them was in where was it actually? It was right next to Manhattan. I believe it was in the Bronx. It was this Catholic foster home, and you would have no idea what you're looking at. But then from the outside, you're looking at this thing, and there's cameras all around. It's fenced with barbed wire fencing, and I actually managed to get in. I knocked on the door. You know, I acted like I was somebody that belonged there, and they let me walk right in. And there's all these kids just hanging out inside, and they immediately pull me out. You know, they kick me out of the place. But that place, I'm outside of it, and there's all these sketchy men. Again, men that I don't even know if they speak much English. I mean, they themselves, some of them were talking to me in broken English. They seem to be foreigners themselves. Full-grown adult men that are walking in and out of this place running the show. So I'm not even sure what I'm looking at there, but doesn't look good. Let's put it that way. When you get all these cameras surrounded by barbed wire fence, looks like this is to keep people in more than keep people out. Cause I don't think anybody wants to get in there. There were other ones that I tailed, you know, I tailed these vans, and I show up, and I, you know, they start, the van pulls into this foster home. The kids get out, and I just have my camera. I'm on public property, and the security guard is coming up to me, getting in my face like he's about to clock me. I'm like, dude, I'm on public property. What are you doing right now? This looks really bad. And you know, they're about to get violent with me. And, you know, this is what's going on. So you got to ask why the level of secrecy. I think we know, like you said, these foster homes are not good. There's a lot of trafficking that happens through some of these places. I'm not naming names until we have more evidence, but that's what's going on, man. And there was another thing we did, which was down in Texas, again, by these Walmart facilities. Carlos Arellano and I, who I know you had in your show, he's a great guy. We went down there and we would wait outside and we would wait for some of these vans to pull out with kids because we were trying to tail them. And if, I mean, you wouldn't even believe it. These vans would drive so sketchy, and they would actually drive in such a way where, you know, we would think we had them, and then they would just bang a corner and lose us. That's how sketchy this operation is. They're actually, like, losing us on public roads because they don't want to be followed. So that's what we saw. That's what's going on. I mean, it's going to be a massive report. It's still ongoing. But, you know, I'll say this publicly because, like I said, their operation is so large. It's like a moving train. You can't just slam the brakes on it and stop it all of a sudden. So I don't think it makes a difference.
Exactly. A lot of law enforcement will say, Jones, don't say all this. But then higher up goes, I don't want to say higher up's like smarter. But they go, no, expose it all. We just need full exposure. They don't care. It's there. We need not just a James O'Keefe, not just a Drew Hernandez, not just people, you know, like you. We need everybody to understand, folks, this is like shooting fish in a barrel. We go down to the border two or three times a year. It's everywhere. It's not like you're looking around. It's going all on all around you, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's what I was saying at the beginning of the show. It happens right under people's noses. They don't even have a clue what's going on. You know, and actually, you can see real quickly how you could have an atrocity. And people won't even know what's going on.
I was
going
to use that analogy earlier. Like after World War II, they couldn't believe that most Germans didn't know they had death camps. And Eisenhower did an investigation and found it was true. They didn't even know.
Exactly.
Next door to a forced labor camp, death camp, and they didn't even know.
Exactly. That was exactly the analogy I was thinking of. And that's what's going on. You know, these camps all across the state of Texas. And if you don't, I mean, there was one that I went to in Carrizo Springs this past summer. And I show up at Carrizo Springs. I know there's a camp there. I don't know where it is, though. And I'm like, all right, let's ask locals. Surely they must know. And so I'm going to different stores. And I asked a bunch of people before I finally found one that thought maybe it might be down this road and to the right. But, I mean, and it was only a mile or so from where in this town that I was asking people. And nobody had a clue. They're like, I've never heard of such a camp being here. And there's this massive FEMA camp-looking place with thousands of children in there, and nobody has a clue. It's absolutely incredible. So you could see real quick how you could have atrocities or some crazy thing that's going on, whatever it may be, and people just won't have any idea. It's actually quite scary when you think about it, what could be going on right under people's noses. But that's why we got to just put it all out and expose it.
Well, here's an interesting story about getting intel from people when Obama was in, as he ramped up the invasion before Trump got in. We'll show some graphs when we come back. I had workers in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Illinois, all over Arizona saying, look, we're tearing out this whole Walmart. Some were small, some were big Walmarts. And so they were closing all the little Walmarts and building super centers. And all we know is we're putting in chains, fences, cages, toilets for thousands of people. And they thought it was a FEMA camp. They thought it was for citizens in martial law. No, Obama, before he's told kids to rush and did the NGO, they built all that. And then Trump shut it off. I have the graph. I'll show when we come back. And then Biden just turned it back on. But those weren't FEMA camps, though they looked like them. That was the illegal alien centers they were building.
Yeah, well, you know, as far as it being used on Americans, I mean, think about the warning from Snowden when he came out and blew the whistle, right? What did he keep saying? He said, listen, maybe it's not that much of an issue right now. You could ask, well, what's the threat? But when the totalitarian switch gets flipped, the infrastructure is in place to now surveil every single American, down to his every footstep, basically. What's going on? It's the same with all this infrastructure that's been built up, right? I mean, when the totalitarian, it's already really been flipped. When they, you know, go to the next level, we already have all these camps that they can put the white, quote unquote, white supremacists and the MAGA extremists and all the rest, into these camps and basically intern us there. That's already been done with the Japanese. So people, I mean, this sounded totally nuts 10, 15 years ago, and now here we are. So, that's what's going on, everybody.
I agree. Stay there. Stay there. Let's come back and talk about all this. Then you got a lot of videos. Tell us the ones you mentioned. I haven't seen them with the kids. We've seen other ones, but I want to see these new ones you've got. We'll show that as well. But absolutely, folks. And all those construction workers that told us 10 years ago about this, they were dead on. This was being built in by Obama. The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWarsStore.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes with trembling memory.
All right, so Anthony Rubin and people like James O'Keefe and people like Drew Hernandez have brought us the victory. They brought us the ammo. They brought us the truth. It's like your wife calls you and says, hey, pick this up. You're coming home for work. I'm going to cook you a special dinner. And you go get the food. You've delivered it to be cooked. But if they go out and do all this dangerous work, he's been kidnapped, you name it, Anthony Rubin has, and then we don't cook it, and the cooking it is putting it out there, then it just rots in the refrigerator. There's nothing worse when you buy some food And then a month later, you're digging through the refrigerator. God, I forgot to eat this. What? How did I miss this? But that isn't about your dinner, folks. This is about children and the world and the future, everything. So I want to explain something to listeners. This isn't like watching Gunsmoke when you're a kid or watching, you know, modern movies like The Incredibles or whatever, or all the stuff, the entertainment. This is the real world. This isn't a simulation. This isn't games. This is the invasion of the Western world. This is the takedown. And so people like Anthony Rubin at muckraker.com, those are the coordinates of now your job, if you want to win. Infowars.com is the coordinates. Real Alex Jones is the coordinates. When you get excited, nothing stops you. And I have the same normalcy bias, so I'm not bitching at viewers and listeners. I'm the worst at this. I've been awake 35 years or longer. I've been on air 30 years in April, and I'm so close to this now, I'm just kind of numb to it. And so many people on my X account, or even on Infowars, see comments like, why are you telling us the Federal Reserve's private? We already know that. Because we're not preaching at you. We need you to get that out. Great, you've been awake longer than I was alive. Thank you. I'm not talking to 80-year-old listeners who I love, and you're sick of hearing it. I get it. Thank you. You knew this before I was born. People are ready for the truth now. And we've got the same stuff in McAllen and Brownsville years ago, under Obama and then now under Biden. And it's going on a bigger scale. People say, yeah, we've seen them smuggling kids. We've seen them giving them to pedophiles in vans. It's bigger than ever. So just because somebody murders somebody today in downtown Austin, the police still show up. We're like, well, people have been murdering people since the days of Cain. Yeah, that's the whole point. And as soon as we get punch drunk, which is what they're wanting to do, two men can have a baby and all this stuff, that's designed to overwhelm you. So, Anthony, I watched your 27 minute report you just put out. I'm so overwhelmed. I hadn't seen the footage of the smuggled kids, but you told us where that's at. So we're digging into that. So recap that while we roll B-roll to get this on record to viewers, and then give us the names of the reports so people can find them themselves and do their job, because you and I are like one hair on the end of the tail of the dog. Okay? Now, sure, we're leading it, but let's just explain it. We're the tail of the dog, folks. It's the people that decide what happens with this info. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's one thing that I appreciate about you tremendously. I mean, thank you so much. Guys, I'm Michael Yon. It's all about, you hear the word force multiplication, right? That's where, like, special forces, they'll fall behind enemy lines, and they'll generate forces internally, right? And then they'll have enough force to actually go and fight whatever enemy may be there. And that's what's going on. That's what we need to do. We need to continue to force multiply. That's what people like you and people like Michael Yon have done for people like me. That's what I want to do for others. That's the only way we're going to win. If you're in this and you're just trying to make a quick buck and you're trying to tear other people down and you're viewing everybody as, you know, competition that needs to be dealt with, we're never going to get anywhere. And honestly, you might as well not be in this, because there's not, you know, you're going to make more money going into some sort of industry than doing this. So that's what this is all about. As far as I'm concerned, I appreciate you as well. I mean, we got to save this republic, because we are on borrowed time, man. We are on the verge of extinction, about to go the way of the dodo bird. But
yeah, and let's get into this footage. But I want to explain something to listeners. I know most of them get it, but some don't. This isn't about kissing Anthony Rubin's ass or Drew Hernandez or James O'Keefe. It's about celebrating our probes that we have financed, all of you supporting us, to go in and kick some ass, giving us pure platinum diamond information to save these children. This is sensational information, damn it. And I don't want people to get punch drunk, and I'm telling myself this. I'm pointing right at all you. Three more fingers are back at me. Don't get punch drunk. Don't get conditioned, because we have a survival instinct God gave us. When we're in crisis, just get used to it and blow it off. And I'm the worst at that. We've got to really internalize this and realize this is the heat of the battle now. This is the crux. We're entering the fulcrum, is what I'm trying to say, Anthony.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, as far as getting punch drunk, most people are. It's really sad, because I don't like to generalize. I don't like to say that about fellow Americans. I think that's not right, because most people are intelligent, but they're just not aware of what's going on.
When the government's smuggling 500,000 kids and sex rings and 22 million people and total collapse and feces and illegal alien camps everywhere and devalued dollars and World War III, we need to wake the hell up, people! It's not like, oh, Anthony Rubin's so great, Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson. No, we're not so great. Everybody should be just as engaged as we are, and then our problems will end very quickly. Sorry, I'm going to stop ranting. I'm going to skip the break. I'm going to shut up. Go ahead.
Now, listen, I completely agree with you. I mean, yeah, 100%. Listen, here's the deal. You don't have to be Alex Jones. You don't have to be James O'Keefe. You don't have to go out with a camera and do this big expose. All you got to do is speak the truth. If every single person watching this decided to stand up right now and speak the truth, not, you know, in your echo chamber, but at your place of worship, at your school, at your job where it's uncomfortable, right, where you might get some nasty looks, we could then turn the ship around. But the thing is, Alex, I would actually venture to say that a lot of your listeners probably don't have the patriotic cojones to go out and just speak, you know, truth to power or even just speak truth to the people around them. That's like a revolutionary act these days. So start there. It doesn't have to be this big thing. But, you know, most people don't want to do that. But that's where we need to start. Absolutely.
And notice CNN and the New York Times every around Thanksgiving, Christmas say, don't talk about politics at dinner. BS. That's where it starts.
Yeah, 100%. And at your job, too. You know, I was, before I started doing all this, I was working this tech job, this pretty prestigious tech job in Los Angeles. And it was the kind of place where, you know, if I was to say the wrong thing politically, I was going to get some looks. And, you know, towards the end, I was like,
Twitter was at 99% Democrat. And if you said you were Republican, your ass was given a pink slip that day.
Yeah, you know, that it was, I don't know if it was that bad where I was working, and great people, I mean, in case somebody there is watching this, great people, I'm not hating anybody, but, you know, it was a situation where it was like, you know, you're not vaccinated, you need to show your vax card, I had to wear a mask, and I was like, you know, to hell with this, I was like, no, I'm not wearing the mask, I refuse to do it, and I wouldn't do it, and then I left, but that's the thing, because you've got to speak up, but there's so many people out there, let me wear the mask.
And by the way, a minority spoke up, and we backed them off.
Yeah, and oh my God, and it's like the minority of the minority. You got like a minority of people that understood what was going on, and then a minority of those people actually had the balls to do something about it, go into the store and not wear your mask. You know, that's the thing. People, I mean, let's just go back into that, right? I understand that it's over for now, but people would be like, well, why are you making a big deal of it? Why are you going into a store and making this big deal and not wearing the mask? I used to go, I got like kicked out of so many stores in Los Angeles, they just wouldn't let me back in because I refused to wear the mask. They're like, what's the big deal? I was like, no, it starts there. It starts at the ground level. If you don't start there, you're never going to do anything.
And that right? was their admitted UN Operation Lockstep, Rockefeller Foundation, PSYOP. We would still be locked down, folks, if we wouldn't have stood up.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. That's just wearing masks, you know, but of course that's like the Nazi armband, right? That's like the sign of subservience to this whole new world order system. But let's get into the children, because I know you wanted to talk about that. Hopefully your team is able to pull this up. I did this.
Yeah, they got it. They'll be rolled. Tell us what happened.
Sure. So I did this past summer again with Carlos Arellano. I mean, that guy is an asset to this nation at this point. I mean, that guy's got so much critical intel. And you know, what we did was we went to McAllen Airport and we called out these escorts right here that are on video. Again, you see the kids. Look at the kids here. They have them all masked up.
Which are the smugglers?
The escorts. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and you see the kid, look, they see me filming in this clip right here. They see me filming, they're like, put the mask on the kid, don't show him. Hide your name badge like this lady's doing. And so we went there and, you know, we put cameras in. Look at this kid here. I start talking, watch, the escort gives him this dirty look and then he like holds his head in shame. I think you're gonna, oh, maybe it wasn't that clip, but anyway, you know, the escort like gives him the side eye and the kid just like looks down, like all ashamed, like he doesn't want to talk to him. And you can tell he wants to say something, but he can't. And I saw this again in New York when I was just there. But this is what's going on. These kids are delivered all across the country. It's now on record that they're delivered sometimes into the hands of MS-13 gangs.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Right? So the Row Hotel, again, fifth largest hotel in New York City, it's estimated that it costs $500 per head per day for every person that's living in there. Okay? So, I mean, you just didn't, that's insane. $500 per head per day. Let's do some math. What does that come out to? $15,000 a month?
By the way, you imagine? Keith Scott, I'm bragging. Oh, we don't take care of them. We just make money off of them. They admit this.
That's right. And you know, well, they actually do take care. I mean, they're handing them out food. You know, yeah, you see in the footage.
What
that
is, they're getting, out, though, the people doing it are skimming it.
Oh, 100%. It does not cost $500 a head. $15,000 per person in there. Think about that for a second. And then right outside, I actually interviewed a New Yorker. That's in the video. Right outside, literally right next to the hotel where you have dumpsters, there's homeless Americans that are scavenging through like rats trying to find morsels of food. It's so sad. You can't even believe it. Our country is being occupied.
Yeah, let me ask you that. We saw this in Austin and in San Antonio and in Denver and in Illinois. What, you know, what are the groups that have been thrown to the curb, families digging in dumpsters? How's that happening? Did they not play ball, or did they come across the wrong way, or you don't know? I don't know either.
Oh, you're talking about the illegals that are digging through dumpsters.
Yeah. I mean, because a lot of them are in the camps or have been put out to other groups, but then there's also whole groups of families digging in dumpsters. What's happening there?
I see what you're saying. Well, first of all, this was the American. I mean, look at this guy. This is a homeborn American. This guy grew up here. He's from New Jersey, I believe, originally. And now I saw this guy scavenging through a dumpster right next to the Row Hotel. That's where I'm interviewing him.
No, I want to be clear. I know citizens are being thrown on the curb. They're kicking veterans out of their government housing. All of the illegals. I want you to speak to that. I'm saying also, I see footage of illegals like in Denver who've been kicked to the curb as well. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, I mean, well, what the hell's going to happen? There's not enough room for everybody. I'm not even sure if there's enough housing for everybody unless we start putting them in housing with other people that are currently there.
So the number is so high that the grants and the government money's not even enough. That's why they need the new Ukraine bill. They call a border bill to give $2.3 billion more to Soros.
It's over 10 million people that have entered under Joe Biden alone. 10 million people. That's more than the entire population of, like, I believe almost 20 states or something like that.
Might even be more than that. So let's talk about this guy. I didn't want to poo-poo him. He's obviously starving. Looks like he's 0% body fat. Tell us about this guy.
Well, you know, it kind of speaks for itself. I mean, we could actually get into what you were saying with the illegals that are scavenging around as well. It's quite sad because these people are pawns. You know, I have a heart. You know what I mean? You know, men are actually the compassionate gender, right? Because men are the providers, and that therefore makes us a bit more compassionate because we understand what it means to provide, you know, and what that comes with. So I'm a compassionate person. When I see a mother from Venezuela with her kids coming up here looking for a better life, I'm not, like, somehow against her or hating on her, but they're being used as pawns.
By the way, that's the same in almost all animal species, not just mammals. That in birds, like eagles or sparrows, the females with the eggs, the male brings the worms, brings the food. We are literally designed to be the providers, and the globalists trying to cut us off saying it's a gender issue is really an attack on women and children.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. Yeah, and making men look like stooges. I mean, we're the providers. We're the ones that build civilization, and I'm not hating on women either. They're great, and we need them.
No, but everybody knows it, and all the real women get it, too. I mean, they're like, yeah, the men. You give us the men.
Right. I mean, I shouldn't even need to qualify these statements. This is like 2 + 2 = 4. But as far as what you were saying with the homeless illegals that are here scavenging for food, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's pretty obvious. You got 10 million people. They get put into these shelters. And what happens is basically these asylum cities have laws on the books where it's anybody that's homeless is entitled to shelter. And so that's what you have going on here. And they're there for 30-day sprints, and then they could reapply and hopefully get relocated or get to stay at the same shelter. But there's simply not enough room for all these people. And, you know, it shows. All these people are out scavenging for food, you know, sleeping in tent cities all across these blue cities across the country. And there's again, they don't speak English. A lot of them really have most of them, 90-plus percent of these people, if they actually make it to court and they show up for court, they have no actual legal recourse here. There's no reason why they should be here. Their asylum case is going to get struck down, and they should be sent back to where they came from, because it is not a reason for asylum to show up and say, I just want a better life. Are you fleeing a war-torn country? Right? Are you fleeing some sort of genocide? Are you fleeing a famine? No. Okay, why are you here? Well, it's better here. We want to be here. Well, that's not a reason for asylum. But now all these people are here. They're all getting put on welfare. We talked to a bunch of people in these tents. They're all waiting for Medicaid. Cloward and Piven, like you said, that's what's going on. While Americans are out there starving.
But now, up until 3 months ago, Biden and Mayorkas said, oh, there is a border crisis. Now they admit it. They're blaming it on Trump. But I have a graph here I'll show TV viewers, radio listeners. This is from the Border Patrol. This is from ICE. These are official numbers. And if you look at this, the last 2 years of Obama, he ramps up, he pays the NGOs, he opens up the Walmarts to hold the kids. It goes straight up. Trump gets in. Takes him a year to cut it, then it goes way down, then he puts in Title 42, it goes almost to zero, and then Biden gets in, boom! That tells you, oh, it's Trump's fault. Trump does this, Biden does this, he flips the switch. He says, when I win the election, immediately surge the border. And they say Trump did that. What does that graph say, Anthony Rubin?
Yeah, you see Joe Biden and all these Democrat politicians in the federal government and even state and local governments as well acting like, oh, you know, we care about these downtrodden people, these quote unquote migrants. We care about these people. We need to support them. Meanwhile, they're being trafficked across the country. I'll give you an example. Southwest Key, that's one of the major organizations that's contracting with the federal government that holds these kids at Walmarts. There's one in Brownsville, this massive former Walmart that's run by Southwest Key. People can look up. You could actually go, if you're living in Texas especially, you can literally go onto Google Maps, type in Southwest Key programs, and you're going to see they actually are listed on Google Maps, and you can see all the different facilities. Actually, I got word after I put out my expose this past October where I was, you know, showing all these escorts that they were trying to turn those into basically black sites after they saw my expose. And so they didn't have to actually list them publicly. This is what I was told But as far as I can tell, they're still listed publicly, so you could actually show up. Now, where am I going with this? These people, on record, people could go watch a documentary I put out, or they could even just Google, go look up Southwest Key child molester, and multiple instances where they have literally somebody. Okay, there was one, for example. This man that was working at a Southwest Key facility was sexually assaulting these kids. The guy had HIV. He was exposing these kids to HIV. Got sentenced to like 20. Oh, yeah. Got sentenced to like 20 something
years. This is like Mobs the Flame.
Yeah. And then you look, and then the next year it just rolls over, and they get an even bigger contract. Hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal government. They don't care. I mean, at a minimum. Look, at a minimum.
So let me ask you this in closing, and we love you, and come back soon. I know you're super busy. You're just a total Spartan in this fight. Are we starting to win? There's a big awakening, or are we losing? I mean, how would you describe the battle space right now for these children?
For these children or for the Republican?
Well, for all, you know, on the border. Yeah, because they're begging for help. They're in hell. Are we in the right direction, or are we getting our ass kicked? What do you think?
Well, I think that, let's put it this way. I think that at least we're starting to build steam, that's for sure. Because you go back a year or two ago, nobody had any idea about Hias. What the hell is Hias? You say that to somebody. Or it was honestly like a quote-unquote white supremacist conspiracy theory to talk about replacement migration or talk about what was going on at the southern border. Now this is out in the open. And, you know, you have to thank people like Elon Musk, who every single day he puts a magnifying glass on this issue. So in that sense, at least we're starting to shift that Overton window, but they're still flooding us every day. I mean, all this show that's going on in Eagle Pass, but they're still now showing up in Jacumba, California.
No, you're absolutely right, Anthony. What you said is absolutely on target. And so it's a runaway train, but it showed out, took Trump a year or so to even start to get control of it on this graph. But it shows the Border Patrol and others wanted to do it. They were able to do it. And so it's a responsibility we have. But I'll say this again. I want to be very, very clear here. County and state police and city police, they're violating so many laws at these centers. It doesn't matter if the feds ignore it. If we have whistleblowers, there's so many ways to indict these NGOs and the things that are going on. And if we start indicting them at the state level, they're going to fold like a house of cards, Anthony.
Yeah, 100%. Listen, when Trump was president, I remember that there was all this back and forth. Is he going to declare a national emergency to get funding for a border wall? Right? And it never ended up happening. But, I mean, now because of people like you, I suppose, you know, I'm not trying to – this isn't some big self-aggrandizing thing, but people like me, MarkRaker.com, and all the other great people that are going out of the border shining a spotlight on this, it's so crystal clear now that it's a national emergency. And if he gets put – if Trump manages to win this next election, you know, all the information is out there, declare a national emergency, and, you know, we could actually send military down or whatever.
And once they start trying some of the low-level traffickers, they're going to sing like canaries, and then we start arresting the heads of the NGOs right up to George Soros, which Elon Musk is calling for. Because I don't want to hear bitching about Elon Musk. You don't come out and say arrest the heads of the NGOs if you're not on our team. The act is so dangerous, the New World Order. I don't know if he's perfect or not. I don't know what his game plan is, but he's wrecking their ass, and that's why I get disgusted by the holier-than-thou crap.
I agree. I'm not here to kiss Elon Musk's ass. I'm not here to kiss the ass of any man on this earth. But we could, as far as I'm concerned, the man is a net positive for our republic, and that's all I can say.
Damn right, Anthony Rubin. We love you. MuckRaker.com. Talk to you soon. You're a badass, and we love you.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Let's do it again soon.
Appreciate you. We need more men like that, and we'll turn our problems around overnight. I got a few final things to say before the mighty Drew Hernandez takes over, and then Owen Schroyer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.